That's the GM of the Silver and Black, Reggie McKenzie, and he joins us live on 95.7 The Game. Reggie, really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me, JT.
You got it. Let's get right into it. First, I want to start with your rookie linebacker, Marquell Lee from Wake Forest. How did he look at rookie camp? And first off, the need. Why did you wait for the fifth round? And do you think you found your starter?
Well, we definitely think he has the potential to start. He's a long ways away from that. You know, we haven't even began to get the pads on. So a lot will be determined during training camp and preseason. But so far he's looked very well. You know, and at the time, you know, we just, as far as the linebacker at that point, he was the best guy on the board. And we jumped all over that, you know, because the linebackers were disappearing early. And we end up taking, you know, very good players prior to that, and which were the best on our board at that point. So we wasn't just going to go out our way just to get a linebacker when we had better players on the board.
Reggie, you really loaded up at safety. The fans love the fact that the upgrades were made to that position. You just signed Marcus McWilson, Obi in the second round, Luani in the seventh. Reggie Nelson has played before and now at the Pro Bowl level. Carl Joseph, this is really important. Is this to cover tight ends that you'll see like Gronk and Gates and the tight ends who at times have made big plays against the Silver and Black? Because it looks like you really prioritized the safety position.
Well, you know, we knew we needed some depth, and we needed to play matchup football. So we made sure that we were able to do that, and we felt like we got some really good players at those positions. So with both safety and corner, we felt like this is a passing lead, and we got to be able to cover.
Speaking of corner, Garion Conley, can you update us from your perspective on his legal status, and is this taking longer than you expected?
No, we just let the legal system, you know, that whole process play out. You know, there's nothing further I can add to that. So we're just going to wait its course and see it take place.
Reggie, I think Mario Edwards, from what I'm hearing and the dedication that he's made in the offseason now to help out with Mac and Irvin, can you talk about his growth and how important this offseason has been to him and his motivation to be the impact player that you expect?
He's extremely motivated because he wants to show the league that he's a dominant football player, not just a solid footballer, that he's dominant. And, you know, he's healthy, he's strong, he's in a good mindset, so he's ready to roll. And we are extremely anxious to see him get going come the season.
Reggie McKenzie, GM of the Raiders, is our guest. Also, I'm excited about the tight end position. With Lee Smith coming off the injury, Clive Walford, Jared Cook, even Gabe Holmes and his performances here so far, it seems like you really have the depth, Reggie, for the competition that you've wanted and the coaching staff has wanted so someone can excel at that position. Talk about the battle within for the starters and especially the two tight end sets that we're going to see more of.
Yeah, we got a great combination of both experience and youth, and we got great size at that position and we're extremely talented. We have tight ends that can do different things, not only block and catch, but guys that can flex out and create some mismatches that way. We got good versatility, but like I said, the youth combination with experience is very good with that group. So it is going to be extremely competitive, and going to be exciting to watch and see what turns out at the end.
Reggie, let's move to Marshawn Lynch. There was a lot of chatter well before you signed him and your relationship up north with Seattle. And did you feel comfortable that you were always going to get Marshawn Lynch with his need to want to still play football in his hometown of Oakland? And the fans want to know, how has he looked? What's he like in meetings? What's he like when you get a chance to see that burst out of practice?
Well, I'll tell you what, to answer the latter part, he's been great. He's been great in meetings. He's been great on the field. He looks to be going very well as far as his progress physically on the field. So he's doing quite nicely, and we think he's going to be a really good help on the field. But even that, off the field, he's been great with the team. He's meshed very well. He's already well entrenched as being one of the guys. So it's going very well with him amongst the team. Now, prior to getting here, I had no setbacks thinking that he was not going to be able to get here. My communication with Seattle was great, and the communication with Marshawn's people, you know, everyone indicated that he wanted to play, and that's all we needed to know. And the fact that he wanted to be a Raider, that was just icing on the cake. And we went through the process of it, and we got it done at the end. We got it done, and he's excited, and so are we.
One more question on running back. With Elijah Hood coming in the seventh round out of North Carolina, DeAndre Washington, Jalen Richard, the depth that you have at that position, it's too early. We'll wait for the coaches to tell us the rotation. But we know the depth at that position. Another great group in the meeting rooms, and it looks like Marshawn can be a mentor to these young players that look up to him, even if he's your feature back and he gets the amount of carries that you expect to structure that contract where he can make money on the back end.
Yeah, and it's that's what's really good about that position is everyone brings something different to the table, and they complement each other, and it's great to see that they're working together, and also competing. You know, they all want to show their worth and have the kind of intergroup competition. So it's good to see that. And you're exactly right. The competition is strong. We got a lot of talent back there, so it's going to be good to see them play in preseason.
Reggie McKenzie's our guest. Reggie, the national headlines this week in regards to your quarterback, Derek Carr, and a future contract extension. The headlines say no significant communication. Derek growing frustrated with the slow pace of the discussions. From your perspective, are those headlines accurate?
No, you know, I see Derek every day. We have a great relationship, communicate very well. Now, that's not going to be an issue at all. And as far as the contracts and all of that goes, we kind of keep, you know, I don't like discussing contracts through the outside these walls. And I kind of keep that as kind of been my mantra and kind of keep that personal in-house. But bottom line is we love Derek and we want to keep him, and we're going to do everything to make sure this contract get done.
Yeah, and with no specifics, in your position, where you've been with this franchise when you took over as the GM, when you look at contracts like Andrew Luck, you look at the franchise tag that's been used twice for Kirk Cousins, when you look at all of that, does that come into play in your thought when you're dealing with Derek Carr?
The only thing that comes in my thought with Derek Carr is I want Derek Carr to be a Raider for his career. So that's the only thing that comes to mind, and we'll get it done however we need to get it done. So that's when you're talking about negotiations and all that, I'm not the negotiator, but I will make sure that I want Derek here and want him to be a Raider. And he knows that. We had many discussions that leading to that, so that's all I can say in that regard, that we want Derek, and Derek wants to be here. So that's kind of where we are at this point.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Finally, Reggie, it's a great position to be in. With the draft, I'm looking at your seventh round, and I'm looking at Luani, Ware, Hood, Hester. I look at what you've done late. I look at what you've done in the past. Obviously, in the room, it's a Khalil Mack extension, Carr. You got Amari Cooper. How are you personally at this stage in your career with all of these balls up in the air, securing the Marshawn Lynch contract? How much fun are you having considering how hard you're working?
Hey, you know what? It's a lot of fun when, number one, when players want to be here, when they want to be Raiders. And then when you have a chance to actually get him into the fold. It's exciting, you know, and this whole upcoming season that's leading up to, you know, what we have, you know, trying to build on what we did last year. And that's the goal. Our goal is to get to the championship. And that's we're going to do everything step by step that we need to get that done. And it starts right here with the off season and the OTAs and the mini camps, training camp, all through week to week, getting better and better in all three phases of the game. And that's where our focus is, and that's what we're about at this point. So we're excited.
Last point, you love watching the Dubs and what they're doing as they try to get a championship. You know LeBron's coming, Reggie. We've been talking about that today. We have an epic battle upcoming here in a couple weeks.
Hey, that's all right. LeBron's coming, but we got some LeBron stoppers. And, you know, we got some guys on that they got to stop too now. So that's going to be, you know, we got to get by San Antonio. They got to get by Boston. So once that's done, I know everybody's looking forward to the show again, and it's going to be a great one. But I'm excited to see what the Dubs are doing.
Thank you, Reggie. Pleasure talking to you. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks, JT. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Reggie McKenzie.